reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man who's trying to get that Patrick Mahomes money, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing good, brother. Just out here trying to beat the heat, out here living that Husky life.
What you think about that Pat Mahomes contract?
You know, I'd take a quarter of that over a lifetime.
With incentives, you're talking about $502 million. That's staggering. The richest contract in professional sports history, so... Yeah, man, I'm trying to get that money too. Shit.
Man, he earned it last year. He earned that extension. You know who didn't earn an extension? And that's
who?
Dak Prescott.
Oh no. Here we go. Got that franchise tag money. What, $30 million?
Right.
Anyway. Moving along, you know, we're a wrestling figure podcast, so we're going to go ahead and stick to that. And wrestling, of course, we're going to touch on that a little bit, too. Coming off the heels of the Q&A last week with the marketing director, who, Barry, she got rave reviews, buddy.
Oh, over. It makes me wonder why we even try sometimes.
Here we are. We bust our ass for 2 years. Even though people say a month, a year and a half, they don't know about. There's about 6-8 months they don't know about.
That's good. Nobody knows about that except about 12 people.
We'll leave the blog talk days right where they need to be in the past. But yeah, man, she got on there. I thought she killed it. Good insight. People loved her Mount Rushmores. And yeah, it's really cool for me to, like, on a serious note, like, you know, this is something I do for fun. It's kind of a getaway. But to be able to, like, include my wife and have her, like, actually, like, put energy and effort into it. And we all know that what she's done as far as, you know, starting the website and creating merch for us and just different ways for us to interact with people. It's been really cool. And actually with the Doing the Favor website, she's adding different rooms like chat rooms now where there's a legwork section. There's a part related to our podcast and you can, you know, have discussions where you post a topic and just like, it looks a lot like Facebook, to be honest with you, where you post a topic or whatever and people just comment, you know, you can post pictures, whatever it is. So I posted a picture of the microphone, said it was about game time. But yeah, man, she's to be able to have her be a part of the team has been really cool for me, man. It's and she's Lord knows she's contributed more than we have other than just using our voices. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, man, it's been awesome. And I'll even say it's been a blessing to me and you as she takes a load of the pressure off of us in doing the extra stuff. So it's definitely been awesome.
Yeah, it's cool for me just to, like, focus on doing the podcast, doing legwork for the website, hooking people up with figures instead of just, like, posting on Twitter and it going to, like, a random person who I don't know and will never interact with again. Now it's, like, you know, a member of the website and somebody who I do interact with. And, you know, I always – every time I, you know, get a figure for somebody, I always end up chatting with them. It's always just really cool, man. So shout out to all you guys, all 115 members as of right now, recording to the website. It's been incredible. Yeah. So we look forward to grow. We got 3 new shirts coming out. So go to our merch section. It's a direct link over to What a Maneuver. But yeah, we got a new legwork shirt coming. We got a new birthday Legion shirt coming and we got a new shirt coming that I'm very happy about that you and Rachel were so happy to shit on. Is the Doing the Favor championship belt shirt. So I'm going to get one in multiple colors and wear that all the time. I hope that's our most selling shirt. That way I will be insufferable towards you guys after that.
I was going to say it probably will be now and we'll have to eat crow, I guess.
Yeah. So if you you know what I want to say, if you buy a championship belt t-shirt when they drop, I'm hoping sometime this week, a special shout out on the show. Let's make this shirt the number one selling shirt for doing the favorite podcast at the store over at What a Maneuver. So, you know, in all seriousness, we're going to move on. We're going to obviously talk about our legwork. We're going to talk about Shop WWE. We're going to talk about Shop AEW. I'm going to surprise Barry with a little segment later, kind of put him on the spot, see how he does. He doesn't know about that yet. But first, we're going to start off with the news. Barry, little light news, but I think there's a lot to talk about on a couple of these topics here. The first one I want to mention, you know, last week we saw images for AEW Unrivaled Series 1, right? Jeremy Padour, obviously behind the series, Wicked Toys, Jazzwares, the whole deal. It's, and I got to tell you, and I'm just going to be honest, and the consensus among everybody, and me included, was they were less than flattering. And it was like, you know, I feel like I had the perspective at the time, like, you know, everyone knows me. I'm the eternal optimist, especially when it comes to AEW. I'll admit that. But, you know, the paint on the faces didn't look good. Just the images overall just didn't look good. And I was like, well, you know, this is series one. You know, it's the first go around this thing. This is something that hopefully we can do for years and years. And it can only get better from here. But I tell you what, people were absolutely brutal. Right down to saying they regretted pre-ordering them. And Jeremy Padour kind of, you know, didn't love that. I don't blame him. I thought the criticism was very, very, very harsh. Barry, your thoughts on the initial images we saw last week and your thoughts on the reaction of those images?
I don't think they're terrible. I mean, the lighting, like we said last week, he had admitted to this. They're not going to change up much. And I don't know how big their budget is or, you know, what all they have invested in these, I guess is my thing. I mean, I'll probably get a couple. But yeah, the criticism, I mean, look, you could post a dog running through a field and it'd be the most beautiful thing you've seen. And there's going to be somebody that shits on that and says, well, the coloring's off or whatever, you know. So, I mean, again, you're going to have haters. You're going to have people criticizing you no matter what you do. But I think these figures are going to sell regardless. I mean, I'll just say that. They're the first series. They're especially with prices the way they are now. These will be sought after and they'll be selling out quick no matter what people bitch and complain about.
You know, I agree. And I think that with it being series one, with it being AEW, and AEW, its fan base is a rabid one. I think they're going to sell regardless. A lot of people said they're going to be peg warmers. I think that's absolutely wrong. That's definitely not going to happen. They're going to get bought. I'll probably buy most of them, if not all of them, just because I buy almost every WWE Elite as it is now. So why wouldn't I buy AEW, a brand that I really enjoy supporting? So, and I feel like a lot of it too is, you know, a lot of the same people, I could be called biased for this too. A lot of people you see who, you know, routinely bash AEW. I always say the most toxic thread every single week is when on Thursdays when Brian Alvarez tweets out the ratings for AEW and NXT. Those replies are just a dumpster fire every week, both ways. However it may be, you know what I mean?
Right. Whoever wins,
you know, it's a lot of people who don't really know anything about ratings and advertising and what goes into that and what numbers are important. It's just, you know, a chance for them to clap back at people who annoy them on the internet. That's basically all it is. Felt like it was a little bit of that. So with that said, Jeremy Padour went back to the drawing board and they reposted images with better lighting up close. And it was a big sigh of relief for me. Barry, I sent you the images both in packaging and loose. What jumps out at you? First off, compare them to last week's images, and then what jumps out at you when you see these images I sent you?
Well, again, it's mostly the collar, but that's already been, like, he was forthcoming with that. That's the thing, is, like, he was honest about that. Nothing really surprised me. I like the Young Bucks figures. I actually do. their jackets and everything. I think those are cool. I like, of course, I like the Jericho, the accessories and things that you get with that. To me, the worst figure of the bunch is between Omega and Brandy, which is crazy to me because I honestly thought like the Omega would just be like hit out of the ballpark because he is one of their, you know, bigger stars. And I think they can't do nothing but get better on his figures. I'll say that.
Well, again, he's already admitted that the skin tone he thought was off. They're going to add highlights to the hair. So there's going to be a running change with those. To me, it's not that bad. To me, the Brandy's not very flattering. And I got to get a better look at that Matt Jackson. I love their gear. You know, the Double or Nothing gear. I absolutely love it. I think the Jericho looks really good. Love the hat. Love the jacket. You know, the 1 in 1,000 Jericho is also very dope. So I think the Cody right now, the Cody was the one I was most worried about when I saw the images from last week. And now I'm looking at these newer images. So I don't know if this is standard, what they're going to look like. But if I got this Cody, I'd be very happy with the way it turned out. So, again, I don't think they're that bad at all. I'll admit that last week's images were not flattering. But again, you know, series one, bumps in the road. This is something that's going to grow. And to me, it's exciting to, one, be a fan of a promotion, got to watch it start up, got to watch their first world champion crowned. I was there for all that, you know, from the being the Elite days to the Bullet Club days to where we are now. To be able to basically be on that journey with these superstars is kind of what makes this series so special to me. It makes the series special to a lot of people, you know, so I guess if you don't like AEW, you're going to go with a bias, you're probably not going to be a fan of it. And I get that, you know, so there's things I'm not a fan of, but I don't know, not because somebody else is a fan of it. That's for sure. Also, moving on, Retro Series 9, starting to pop up at Five Below's. I saw on the internet today, WWE Retro Stars, you got to follow them, man. They are on top of it. And they tweet out that it was, I don't know where it was, but yeah, Series 9. So that is a big come up. And I promise you guys that if I find some Series 9 retros, I'm going to spread that love on the website. Absolutely, I am. And I know Barry will too. I know he might have access to, what, one Five Below up there?
Yeah, about 2 hour drive. So yeah, if I find them, I'll be putting them on the website.
I got one about 2 minutes from my house, and the guy who runs the big wrestling fan. So if there's something that goes Five Below's, they usually are able to get it. Like, you know, I saw 93s were hitting. I went there. Sure enough, there was like two shelves full of 93s, basic 93s, I should say. So yeah. Gotta love Five Below. Again, I got a Macho Loose last week, Undertaker Loose, just for the Loose collection, just solely because they were $5. Cut it off at there. Deontay, holler at me, brother, if you need a hard body. I'll send you one out. No problems at all, brother. Also, you know, we know that Elite 76 has been hitting targets, but in Indiana and in Ohio, WWE Retro Stars again on Twitter tweeted out that Elite 77s were popping up at Targets. And don't forget, you got two Fiends per case. So, yeah, I look at number jumps every day, which I'll get into in the legwork section here in a little bit. But that's awesome. That's awesome that they're hitting, especially hitting Targets. I'm very – if it goes to Target, I know I'm able to get my hands on it because a pop finder is very accurate for me. I have a Target right by my house that they're very good about keeping stock. They're very good about going to the back for me if I need it. Their numbers are always accurate, so according to Pop Finder. So, yeah, I'm stoked. And when I see Fiends, I'm grabbing both, and they're gonna go on the website. So after I get me taken care of, and probably Barry taken care of, right?
I've yet to see 76s hit here anywhere around me.
So I probably took care of you with Otis.
Probably.
I took care of you with Otis. Did you need a Christian?
No, I'm actually gonna wait for the Christian. I think some other people are bigger fans of his than I am. And, you know, and I know you've taken care of a few so far, and I'd like to get those guys taken care of first before I start needing one.
Yeah, for 77, that's going to be a big series for me because I need both Rudes. I need Viscera. I need Elizabeth. And I need the Fiend. So that's five. So that's – marketing director's going to be stoked about that one.
Right.
And also, touching on a little wrestling topic, I'm looking at it right now, but on Raw, they announced a new United States Championship belt. Barry, I know you're a bit of a belt nerd. That's a little more you than me. But, you know, I have my opinions as well, so I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor. Your thoughts on the new WWE United States Championship title?
I do like it. I actually do like it. But to me, what I thought, and this is going to – this will bring fucking heat to me, is the engravings. The way they did the engravings, none of their other belts have it, but the way it's engraved kind of reminds me of the AEW title. And that's not a knock or anything. It's a cool ass way to, you know, to make the belt look. It's not a knock. I actually like it.
You know, I was hesitant because I always liked the United States Championship belt. I always thought it was a good-looking belt, and they've had it for, what, 17, 18 years? I mean, it's been around for a long time. But, so I'm always hesitant when they make a change, and I'm very happy with this one. I think it looks great. So, you know, you got the eagle on it. Somebody said it looked like the Dipset logo. All you old cats, all you young cats, look up Dipset.
Joel Santana,
baby. but I think it's cool, man. Yeah, it's. I wouldn't call it an upgrade. I'd say it's more modern, if that makes sense. And after I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I saw a version where somebody up top where it has the stars and the WWE logo, that was navy blue, which I thought really made it pop. But I'm cool with this version. I think it's classy looking. I like the block lettering to it. I like the eagle, you know, symbolizing the United States with the kind of the, you know, the stars and stripes, or the stripes behind it with the stars up top, kind of, you know, shows our flag. So I think it's really cool, man. I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a knock. I think that's a cool ass way to use the lettering, and it makes it pop. So yeah, definitely like it.
All right. That's it we have for news this week. You want to go ahead and read a spot from our sponsor?
Yeah, I think I should. They deserve it. And, you know, dealing with this weather right now, I think this is a good one. So the only thing hotter than this weather right now is the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 from www.manscaped.com. Get rid of that unwanted hair in places that you don't like. From a Sasquatch bush to hair fine as frog hair, Manscaped has what you need. Go visit www.manscaped.com. Use code DTF for 20% off your entire order, as well as free shipping. It's a can't-miss deal, and they will take care of you, and they're very easy to work with.
Yeah, so that's promo code DTF with free shipping, plus 20% off your entire order. I tell you what, Barry, you're getting very good at those, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You ready to talk about some legwork?
That's the big hashtag here lately.
That's a very popular hashtag that's made its way on packages that we had nothing to do with. But yeah.
That's cool.
No. One fig community, right?
That's what they say. A lot of people saying it, though.
Hey. You know what? On a side note, none of that shit's going to change for us. We've always been us. We've always supported everybody. You know, if you shit on us and take a shot at us, then, you know, we'll just sweep you under the rug. We don't need that kind of negativity. So we've never operated in that field. So nothing's going to change with us. And, you know, listen who you want to listen to, support who you support. But if you don't, so be it. Fan how you want to fan. But I know we don't ever catch none of that flack. And we have a great community and a lot of friends and a website that people have joined. It's been great. So luckily that's something that hasn't really come across our desk.
Or the marketing director's desk, because that'd be a bad day for someone.
Yeah, they don't. Hey, listen, they're strongly worded emails, and they're just like being solely sat down and put in your place. And that's, trust me, you don't want that smoke. I promise you.
There's only one step to coming at the marketing director, and that is reconsider.
Oh, man. I've always thought about what I would do if somebody makes a negative comment about Rachel.
We honestly couldn't do anything worse than what she would do to them.
You eviscerate them verbally.
Right. It's like,
she knows how to use the internet. Like, it's not, you don't listen. She has time. You don't want that. I would just keep it moving.
Look at Marty Scurll. I mean, he got verbally abused.
He hasn't tweeted since. Right. I credit Rachel that.
It is what it is.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and do your legwork first?
Yep. Again, nothing has hit this whole entire week. I went almost every day. Still nothing. But I did stop at Walgreens, and they had one Elite, and that was an Elite 56, Luke Gallows. And I said, well, might as well pick something up so I can have a part on the legwork segment. So I picked up an Elite 56 Luke Gallows for $10. And I think that was a steal. I think that was a steal.
I think it's going for like $40-$50 on eBay right now. So, yeah, that's a really good deal. Is that it? Is all you got?
That's it. I mean, and I drove home.
Axel just walked in the room, so if you guys hear some noises, it's the big dog, the real big dog. Now, for me, been a little more fortunate. So I have, you know, when I wake up in the morning, one of the first things I do is check BrickSeek and Pop Finder. It's just automatic now. And then whatever my day is, whether it be going to work or if I have a day off, thankfully, if I get one, I just kind of make a map of what I'm going to do. I don't do a ton of legwork with COVID, but if something hits around my house, I will visit that store. So wearing a mask, social distancing, all that stuff. I've been able to, I think I have sent out now 6 Otises off the website. Picked up, I want to say, 3 this week and sent them out. Another one today, along with Lacey Evans and Christian. Lacey and Evans and Christian are still available on the website. So check it out, doingthefavor.com, legwork on sale. It'll be there, cost plus shipping. But after the number jumps I saw today and some of the tweets, I was hopeful mildly that I would get into Elite 77. This morning, little run around with an employee at Target. Go there at my lunch break. I know they typically stock around 11, 12 o'clock. You know, they were stocking, of course. Didn't see anything in WWE's. Nothing new in the WWE section. Went to young fella. Oh, I think we might have something back. And comes back empty-handed. Nope, nothing back there. This is at noon. I show up there after work again at 5:30. There they are on the pegs. So I grabbed them 3 figures. Posted them on the website. Otis lasted about all of 20 seconds. You guys are vultures. But, yeah, same thing last week. I picked up same 3 figures, Otis, Lacey, Christian, regular Christian. On the website, Otis went right away. So if you guys follow me on Twitter, at Doing the Favor, you've been seeing I've been making these big post office trips. And it's kind of wild. I walk in there with 8-9 packages. So other than that, I went to another Target today. You know what I saw was the 2020 Top Picks Basics. For the first time on pegs. And that's Kofi, The Rock, Cena, Roman Reigns. Gonna resist. Almost got The Rock. I feel like I just got 107 basic Rock. It's kind of the same figure, just different, you know, tank top on or whatever. Different top he has on.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the ones. If I see it 5 below, maybe I'll pick it up. But no real necessity. I did see that somebody got Otis and Tucker at Walgreens. And I just saw somebody else say they got, I believe it was Christian and Lacey at a Meijer. So if you guys are from, you know, the Midwest, North Midwest part of the country, you know, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, you guys know what Meijer is. Kind of like a Walmart, just a little notch below a little bit, but still nice. I have one right by the house, so I go there regularly. Mine doesn't have shit. Sent out basic 101 Sarah Logan for Wando, but nothing on that front. Nothing at all. He's here completely dead. Not seeing anything. Some Fan Central basics from a couple years ago. There's a Tyson Kidd basic sitting, and that's pretty much about it. There's nothing at all. But again, I'm stalling Five Below's right now because I'm trying to see Retro Series 9. And I'm also, you know what else I bought? You know what the big purchase of this week was, Barry? Not figure related?
That grill?
I got a 33-inch charcoal grill. Put it together in the garage because they was going to give me one like already assembled. I'm like, no. I want to become master griller. So I want to know everything about the grill. Therefore, I want to put it together myself, which is a big step. I'm not the handiest dude, but I can follow instructions. Yeah, I got it put together fairly quickly, about an hour and a half. Messed up one thing, had to start over. Put the legs on wrong. 33-inch char griller. My dad was impressed it has a bottle opener on it. That shows you his priorities. Made burgers the first night. I made a beautiful ribeye Saturday night. I made wings last night. I probably gained 7 or 8 pounds. I had to back off a little bit this evening. Had to have a nice gluten-free, you know, mushroom macaroni dish. Kind of back it off a little bit, feel better. But yeah, that was cool, man. That was my big man purchase of the weekend, was the grill. You got a grill?
I do. I have a charcoal grill.
Okay. Now, do you swear by charcoal, or is it just like whatever?
You know, I like the taste of the charcoal grill. I like the food off a charcoal grill better than the gas. I don't know, something better, I guess, about charcoal to me. But yeah, I like all grilled foods for the most part. So, and I love hearing that you're out there packing on pounds, you know?
I got to be careful, man. I can't be joining the Husky Army. I just don't know how I'd handle that.
I mean, I'm losing Josh, and I'm losing Windog and Ty, but I'm gaining you. So that is, what a replacement, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I might get everybody exercising and stuff. I don't know if you really want me in the Husky Army, buddy.
Yeah, I don't need you out here ruining these unhealthy lifestyles that we're out here living.
And, you know, while we're here, while we're doing positive things, we're talking about positivity, right? We're talking about, you know, possibly me joining the Husky Army, grilling. We'll talk about Drew Venzel and all his positive things he does for a lot of different people that live at his house that help out and help, you know, Casa de Venzel run the estate, the compound. We know how it is. But first, before we get to that, I want to announce the winner of the Heavy Machinery giveaway. Barry, you liked this giveaway, didn't you?
Absolutely. That was a fire hot giveaway right there.
Got a lot of new followers. We got our man, John Robat, superstar writer, which you guys can go check out his StarCast article, which I want to talk about here in a second. But yeah, he's putting out fire articles, so I want to get him some followers. I want to kind of spread the word of, you know, just how talented he is. And I think he's great, and I think that everyone should read that stuff. And because he has a great perspective, his wrestling trips and what he watches and the shows he goes to is really, really awesome. So, but the winner of the Heavy Machinery giveaway, and, you know, put him through the randomizer. This person came out, which is very cool because this person supports us and that always makes me happy, is Alize Azalis. So Alize, slide in the DMs. I know we talk a lot anyway. Slide in the DMs. Hit me with that address and I will send you the Heavy Machinery giveaway. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Very happy you won. So good for you, Alizé. But I know you want to talk a little bit about the Wenzel estate. So I'm going to go ahead and let you, we'll go ahead and put you on your soapbox and let you go, brother. You said you had some things you wanted to say about that.
Well, I just didn't know if you'd noticed. I mean, this man is in no danger of joining the Husky Army. He's out here taking pictures with no shirts on. When did this guy get like an 8-pack? Did he have the help staff, the manservants? Did he have them use that body paint and spray paint 8-packs on him?
It's live-in personal trainer.
See, that's what I was wondering, is if he had like Jillian Michaels or somebody like on payroll. And they're out there doing squats and, you know, sit-ups and all that bullshit. But, and not just that, but this man was carried, it looked like, down to, you know, he made him carry him down into the yard so he didn't step on any unwanted blades of grass or anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was kind of like Macho Man being brought out at WrestleMania 9. It was amazing. And then he has the sheer balls to post it looked probably like a $700-$800 dinner plate, hand carved artwork on the plate. Listen, he claims he works for, you know, like a grocery store conglomerate, Fortune 500 company. I'm not sure. The question everybody wants to know is how much money does this man actually have? Because, I mean, it's unreal, the stuff that he's out here getting.
I know he's got one of those. I know he's got a silo out of the compound. I'm thinking it's a Scrooge McDuck situation.
So he's like using the diving board. Like,
yeah.
Diving. Yeah. Okay. You've been there. I haven't been there yet. I have not received the invitation.
No, he wouldn't even let me look at the silo.
Oh,
I said, what's that? And he just completely like took my head and turned it away and said, that's nothing.
He had you escorted away from the area.
He had my eyes escorted away from the vision area.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find out. I mean, we'll have some people get into the estate, the compound, and see exactly what Drew's up to. I mean, this just some of the stuff he posts is, I'm like, how are you affording Versace plates? But when you got it like that, you got it like that.
I guess so, you know. All right, moving on. First off, great Manscaped read. Great take on the Wenzel compound. I love all that. Moving on, let's go to Shop WWE. You know, we fancy ourselves a little bit of merch, too. Let's talk about it. I love T-shirts. I love knickknacks. Rachel has a name for them. I can't. Trinkets. Rachel calls them trinkets. I love trinkets. You know, the pins, the autographed photos, the micro brawlers, all that shit. I love all of it. Let's go to Shop WWE. Let's go to all new arrivals. The first thing you're going to see is the WWE United States Championship replica title for $430. Pretty dope looking. I like it.
It looks good. So does the Eddie Guerrero one, there was a lot of complaints about. So that would make me hesitant to order that.
Which is more expensive. And there was a... thoughts on the quality. Again, there was just one post on Facebook. I asked dude if I could share it. He said, yeah. There was a lot of people like, no, it's going to look good. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm telling you what one dude said that got it. Also, we got a new Asuka shirt, who I think during this whole COVID thing has done as well as anybody can do in WWE. She's been fantastic with what she's done with her character and the dancing. And she's just, to me, she's electric. And she's well-deserved of wearing that championship. That's a little sidebar there, but yeah. I have a podcast, so fuck it. Oh, that was our first F-bomb.
That's right.
We're trying for you, Nick. We're trying for you, brother. Also, I got to holler at Nick. Rachel has something for the boys.
Nice.
So, Nick, holler at me, brother. Got something for you. Then they got the Asuka print, which is pretty much just like the t-shirt. Very cool. Nice to see him going all in on Asuka like that. Edge and Christian retro shirt. Positively awesome. I was a fan of that shirt when it came out. Kind of like a Charlie's Angels vibe to it. That movie was popular back then. I think that was kind of the remake was popular back then. The one with, oh, what's her face? Old cum in the hair.
I know, who you're talking
Cameron
about.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, there we go. Old cum in the hair. You know. Sorry, Nick. We forgot.
Completely. Yeah, he's got like 5 minutes the kids can't listen. But yeah, I thought that was a take on the movie at the time. This is Attitude Era version, so very cool. I might get this one. Got the NXT Great American Bash shirt. On the back it says counter programming only. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, what's your thoughts on NXT using Great American Bash, by the way?
I'm not a fan of it. That used to be like the huge summer event. That SummerSlam and Great American Bash were like your two big summer, and now you're giving it to NXT. Just lowers it to me.
Yeah, I think Great American Bash deserves more respect. It needs to be its own pay-per-view. I'm not even saying WWE can't use it. I'm not one of those people. I'm saying it should be its own pay-per-view. That's all. Just my opinion. Don't mean shit. Also, you got the NXT Adam Cole, Keith Lee, winner takes all matchup t-shirts. I do like the matchup t-shirt. This match was spoiled. Damn internet, right?
That's what they say.
No, but I think it's a very cool shirt. I like it. Big fan of Adam Cole. I like the champion versus champion look. I do think that a lot of people are like, oh, why do they make these matchup shirts? It's just a one-off. You know, the match happened one time at Great American, whatever. No, I think that I like matchup shirts. I think they actually age better than what people give them credit for. I know we got a lot of people with the big WrestleMania shirts, Amish Mixer shirts. Obviously, this match isn't on those levels. But if you're an NXT fan, maybe it is, you know? So, I like it. You like it?
I have no problem with it.
Also, a new Finn Balor shirt. Kind of bland. Seth Rollins shirt. Now, is that a take on Reservoir Dogs? No? Yes?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So, and then we got a new Aleister Black shirt, which you can't really mess up an Aleister Black shirt. Street Profits, right. Urban Aztec t-shirt, and the Viking Profits Viking Cup. A little silly to me.
Not a fan of that.
No, and then you got the John Morrison Friday Night Delight shirt and a new Drew McIntyre shirt, which, man, I tell you what. Talk about poor timing, right? Guy finally makes it to the top of the industry. And no fans.
And everybody was on him. I mean, going into Mania, everybody was a Drew McIntyre fan.
I still am.
Right, but I'm saying he had just everybody was behind him. Everybody.
Monster, great champion. He looks so good wearing that championship. He's just so natural. Looks so good wearing that championship belt. A lot more charisma than what I thought he had. Yeah, I really think that it's disappointing that he can't connect with the fans right now because I think that he's killing it. And I saw he's having one more match with Heath Slater.
I saw that. And Heath looked good.
He did. Had some time off, man. Off the road for a little bit. Can stay home, work out, eat right, sleep right. Does wonders for you, man.
That's what they tell me. I haven't made it there yet.
You think there will ever be a wrestling off season?
You know, if there was going to be, it would have been this year. I'll say that. If there was going to be, it would have happened this year.
I do think that, like, there has to be a way to give these guys a month off. Just everybody just recharge. Have your storylines build up to a certain point, like WrestleMania maybe. And then you got the excitement, everybody coming back. The fans are thirstier. I think that it would be... I think it would be beneficial all the way around. So I am a proponent of a wrestling offseason, if only for a month. Even 2-3 weeks. Man, Axel's trying to get on the show tonight.
Fucking give him a cameo here. Give him a spotlight.
Axel, you got anything to say? No, just sniff the microphone.
That's fine.
That's all he had.
The fans loved it.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, Shop WWE continues to put out good stuff. Let's see what they got on clearance just for shits and giggles here. Just for shats and gaggles. What we got here? Yes, I'm Back, Daniel Bryan shirt, $8.95. Woken Matt Hardy shirt, $11.95. Stone Cold football jersey, not on sale. I don't know why they have it on here, $70. Need to get a bunch of WrestleMania 36 shirt. You think anybody bought a Gronk shirt?
Probably some Patriots fans, and then he signed with fucking Tampa Bay.
All right, nothing else I really see here. We talked about last week, nothing really new. Moving on, let's go to Shop WWE. Let's go to the new arrivals. I don't think we have a lot of new arrivals, but we'll see what we have here. We got the new Hangman, Kenny and Hangman shirt. I like it. Got a beer and milk toasting. They're called Last Call. I guess that's the name of their tag team. I wasn't really aware of that. Last Call. AEW Statue of Liberty shirt. Yeah, whatever. I do like This Is the Worst Year I've Ever Lived In. That's very cool, Christopher Daniels, because 2020 has sucked. Young Bucks throwback shirt. Big Swole Talk Shit shirt, available in 4 colors. She must have ran that through the marketing director. We know how she loves different colors, right?
Absolutely. Got 4 different ones.
Brian Cage Machine, kind of like a Terminator gimmick there. Nyla Rose, Beat Your Ass World Tour. Love it. New MJF shirt, Distinguished. They should like make that like overpriced.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be like minimum $50.
I agree. I agree. I think that'd be a great gimmick.
Because why is he selling merch?
Because it's a work, man.
I know. It's all real to me, brother.
Hey, it's right up my alley.
All right. As an old school ECW fan, I'm going to give you the platform here. Your thoughts on the Taz shirt.
Terrible.
Oh.
Too plain Jane. If you go back and look at all Taz's shirts from ECW, I had them all. They were fucking awesome. I mean, his Survive If You Let Me shirt was awesome. The limited edition Television Champ shirt there was collar to them. There was bright. They had good designs. The only one was like the FTW, it was Taz 632, Twice as Pissed, off of the Austin 316. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, like all his shirts were always bangers. So, not a fan of that.
Also, Orange Cassidy hardcore shirt. I do like this a lot. You know, he has a little spat with Jericho. Cassidy was bleeding from his ear, got a little bit on his shirt. Basically, the shirt's in black and white with a little red spot on his chest. I love it. I think it's great. Probably sell well because he is the man, Orange Cassidy. Also, a Cody Nightmare Family temporary neck tattoo, 3-pack. I know you're getting those.
Absolutely. I'll put a couple on my thighs. Head down the strip club.
Attaboy. In this section, Jobbing with Josh's favorite section.
Oh, man. No.
His favorite shirt. I know. This is the top 10 sellers of the week for Shop AEW. This is fantastic. Josh has all these shirts. I know he does. Let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Number 10, we got the Kenny Omega Omegatron. Number 9, we got the Kenny Omega Golden Wings. Number 8, FTR Fuck the Rest. Actually, I fucked that up. Did I? No, we're good. Yeah, we're good. Sorry, guys. Number 7. The AEW logo shirt. Well, I thought I had my count mixed up. I was like, oh shit, I started at 9 and said 10. No, I didn't. So that was number seven. Number six, the AEW Statue of Liberty shirt, limited stock only. I don't get that shirt. It's whatever. Number five. Now you're going to see a theme here in the top five. All Elite Wrestling, Orange Cassidy freshly squeezed. Number four, Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. Number three, Inner Circle Stadium Stampede shirts. And this is genius. 50% off because they lost. That's great. Number two, Orange Cassidy hardcore shirt. And the number one selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I think it's great because it's a good idea. This is the worst year I've ever lived in. SCU Christopher Daniels. Josh, your boy Orange Cassidy, three in the top five.
He's excited. He's probably calling him or texting him right now. Like, congratulations, big dog.
OC, baby. I see you out here. I see you out here getting the shop AEW dollars.
Got to.
All right, moving on. Barry, this is the kind of segment I want to surprise you with, and we'll kind of get out of here. We'll do shout-outs and get out of here. But put you on the spot a little bit. What are you searching for these days? What's your eBay searches? What's this consist of? When you wake up and you log on to eBay, which I know a lot of us do, what are you searching for? And that eBay and Mercari.
Classic superstars. I'm always looking for those deals. Harley races, of course. And I mean, really, and I like to look for, I like to look at old programs, like wrestling programs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I like to hit those. I mean, you've seen some of them that I have. Mm-hmm. Just cause I'm a nostalgia guy and there's stuff in those magazines and programs and you're like, oh man, I don't, you know, remember that, or that's awesome that that happened, and you can kind of follow along and brings back memories. So usually old programs, some elites, some classic superstars, things like that.
Nice, nice. For me,
what's yours?
For me, I'm a little different. WCW Smash and Slam, the first series. Love those. WCW Original San Francisco Toy Makers. Always looking for a deal. Also, classic superstars. You know, nothing in particular. That's more of a browsing thing, but I'm fascinated by them. Greco's our go-to for that. So, you know, I got any questions about classic superstars, I ask Greco. What else? Hasbros. Retros, just see the ridiculous prices they're going for. That's insanity. So somebody asked us last week, they wanted ridiculous eBay listings. Just type in WWE Retro and look at the sold prices. It's insane. So those, but yeah, WCW Smash and Slam, I know it's not a super valuable series and it's whatever. For me, it's just like a guilty pleasure, I guess you'd say. So lost a bidding war for Wolfpack Scott Hall last week, but I'm, you know, eventually I'm going to get both Scott Halls. Sting, DDP, probably even Brother, just to complete the set. There's a lot of different kinds of variants, a lot of different markups they had throughout the time making them, but stick to the core series. Already got Macho, Big Show, Goldberg, Nash, so about halfway there. But other than that, WCW, I guess a lot of WCW stuff. I didn't realize that until I was saying it. Galoobs, always looking at Galoobs, just to, you know, out of curiosity. I don't really have the space right now. I'm looking to get a detolf here soon, so I'm freeing up some stuff because, well, you know, a lot of my Cleveland Indian stuff is going to be coming down. So that's, you know, team going through a name change most likely, and I got a big old Chief Wahoo painting that I took down the other day, so I can't have that up. Got to be respectful. Got to be respectful, man. You know, got to be respectful. It offends them. I'm not trying to have it. That's just a weird fight to have. Like, oh, I got to keep our mascot. Like, that's silly. Like, it's a fucking team name. I will always love the baseball team in Cleveland. You know, somebody said, well, then the Browns should change their name. That's highly offensive. That's first off, this is coming from Eric Brown. And the team is named after Paul Brown, not a skin tone. Good Lord. So, yeah, that was one I was like, that's, I would have to change my name if that was the case. So, yeah, so some wall space is going to be freed up because of the Indian thing, but I'd like to do a classic Superstars collection. But, you know, Hasbros and Retros are just through the roof right now. They really are. So Smash and Slam's nice and affordable. Little nice packaging. I'm looking for good packaging, too. Not the yellow and shit. Not a beat-up box. Like, I want stuff that's going to look very nice. Because all the ones I have right now are, like, in mint great condition. So, kind of want to keep that theme. And I feel like it pays to be picky. Also, this is another little small segment before we do shout-outs. Nothing big. It ain't really a segment. More of a question. What are you watching these days? We used to do this a lot back in the day. Remember that?
Yeah, we did. This was a, you know, right now I'm actually on the High Spots Network. I like watching some of their documentaries and things like that, like the Florida Championship Wrestling one I just recently watched a little while ago. That was really good.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Good.
I like to go back and occasionally watch some TNT, the Tuesday Night Titans. I like to watch that. And honestly, I like to watch the old NWA, 85, 86, 87, that stuff. I always have a soft spot for that.
So tonight, gonna watch 96 Great American Bash after we get done recording. Been watching some Great American Bashes, always on the Nitros. Nothing really set in stone right now. I watched the Ricochet 365 last night. It was okay. So rewatched The Last Dance, which, you know, I'm always down to talk about. Anybody ever wants to talk about The Last Dance, 90s Bulls, let me know. Slide in the DMs, go to the website, message me, whatever it may be. I don't say I know it all, but Barry and I know a very good percentage of everything that happened and the teams and the games they played and the just in general greatness of those teams. So that, what else have I been watching? Kyle Peterson's YouTube videos are fantastic. You ever watch those, Barry?
No, I haven't.
I'll send you a link. Right now he's going through every classic Superstars series and talk about each figure. He just did series 3. So quite the project, but he's super knowledgeable. You know, somebody said, you know, Matt Cardona is the Michael Jordan wrestling figure podcasting, and Kurt Hawkins or Brian Myers, I'm sorry, is the Scottie Pippen. This dude's the Kobe Bryant. That good. So look up his YouTube channel. It's fantastic. This dude, he buys everything, man. So yeah, I'll send you a link tonight, Barry. It's real good shit. So a lot of YouTube videos, stuff like that. So. But I'll be watching Great American Bash tonight. Watch old brother get trash thrown at him.
Because he was over at Hill Heat.
Hill Heat. All right, Barry, let's do shout-outs and get out of here. I'll let you go first.
All right. If you want to, you know, hear the sand come out of my mouth, talking about none other than GBM, good brother Mike. This man had the sheer balls, the audacity, Eric, to post a swimming pool picture of him, his legs. Cleaner what should have been all over him. I think his feet were even in the picture. You know, Cleaner gets all fucking tore up about that. So, but shout out to GBM. Shout out to Mike the Cleaner, the one-man DTF security team. Shout out to Breaker and Bane and the homie making his triumphant return with that wood plank fucking big underscore Bane and Trisha, red faced Trisha, cholesterol very high. You know, Bill Benis made his triumphant return for July 4th. so happy and excited that he's back. But I do love Breaker and Bane. Two awesome guys. Breaker and Bane Power Hour. Check it out. And I guess I'm not, I don't really want to, but Scott over at Fully Posable is just one of the greatest guys you could ever talk to. The man carries that show.
Such a shame.
It is that he doesn't have any help over there.
It's a shitty narrative. Shitty narrative.
I'm pushing it though. I'm pushing that shit, son. But yeah, no, Scott and Jeff, cool. Two great guys there at Fully Posable, like both them dudes. So that is my shout outs for right now.
For me, wrestlingtoytracker.com, at @toy_tracker. Check them out. Tool you got to have in your toolbox, whether it be retros, as ridiculously priced as they are, Hasbros, Galoobs, LJNs, Bendems. I mean, now defining moments, like, they're going to give you a rough estimate price of what you should be paying on eBay. So, again, we talked about eBay earlier and shit we scroll for. I have the Toy Tracker tab up all the time whenever I search. So, necessary tool. Also, Fully Posable, Jeff and Scott, very close friends of ours. Somebody that, you know, they're the OGs of this game. They've been around for a long time. And they've welcomed us with open arms. We go along with them great, you know. And I always said that we didn't want our show to be any kind of like a knockoff of their show. So I want to put that out there right away. At the same time, a fan of their show, a fan of what they do, always have been. So again, if anything, they help, you know, them and, you know, I'll even say it, Major Brothers, they help draw that passion out of me to like say like, oh, this is something I really want to commit to. I want to go all in. And when you guys know, especially those of you that have podcasts, when you're all in on something, you want to talk about it. You know, it doesn't make you a copycat. It doesn't make you nothing like it. It just makes you like, hey, I'm going to talk about this passionate thing. You know? So I know there was some drama this week. There was a package with some hashtags on it, whatever, whatever. But to me, I don't read too much into that. I don't try not to feed into it. You know, we understand that Matt Cardona was upset and maybe rightfully so. You know, maybe he wasn't thrilled about it. Just indicative of like the effort he puts into his podcast and how he approaches it, and he takes it personal. I maybe not have, would have taken it that personal. I thought there's more things to get upset about than that, but that's him. I'm not going to tell him what to get upset about. But I always say, like, I try not to engage in podcast beef, especially publicly, because I feel like the people that listen that are action figure fans or wrestling figure fans, they're going to listen to all the shows. They're going to try taking all the content they can because it's a passion. So I don't want to cloud anybody's enjoyment with whatever problems. Again, we don't have problems with anybody. We're not going to get involved in that. But again, to me, just, you know, we should keep it civil and people that support who you support and just kind of keep it at that. No need to. It's a positive thing. It's something we use to get away. So I'm going to jump down off my soapbox here. My bad. But yeah, that's not. Let's not take away from a fun thing. When the fun thing becomes stressful, it's not a fun thing anymore. So I'm off my soapbox. Moving on. You talk about Breaker Bane. I'm going to talk about the Ohio players. Drew Venzel up there at the Venzel Estate. Tara, Cody Baker, Ty's wife's husband. Ty's wife. Travis Fowler. I mean, it goes on and on. Nick Haddix. The boys. You know, Nick, holler at me. We got something for the boys, by the way. I'm so Greco, superstar writer John Robat, who wrote about StarCast. You know, great, great people, love interacting with. One of the best parts about this podcast is meeting people in the community that has unintentionally formed, right, Barry? We didn't plan on like having a website and having hashtags and people in Ohio and meetups. No, it's not something we thought about. We just want to talk into a microphone. I wanted to talk into a microphone about my buddy about stuff we like. That's all it was. So forget to be where it is. The Ohio players are a big, 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 big part of that. Jonathan Dobrik at Jonathan Dobrik 1. Needs 85 million followers on Twitter. We're almost there. So I encourage everybody to spread the word. So Sammy Evans, you know, he's an Ohio player. He lives in Indiana chapter, the Ohio players, right?
Absolutely. He might be the president of that Indiana chapter.
It's like the Browns backers. the Browns backers are one of the biggest fan clubs in the world as far as like a sports team. They're all over the world. All over the world. Every city I go to, I can almost find a Browns backer bar. So, and that's the Ohio players, and that's Sammy Evans. You know, he's out there listening parties, watch along parties, all that stuff. That's Sammy. Now we're kidding. That's our dude, though. All right, Barry, you got anything else?
Yeah, we never made it back out to a certain part of Cali for the Prince
Kings of Drip.
Yeah, and the little Prince of Drip.
Well, you know, Ray's mad at me right now because I didn't pick the Dodgers to win the World Series last week. So I was kind of trying to avoid that a little bit. I don't want to catch any more heat. He just can't fathom a year where the Dodgers aren't in the World Series. God forbid. You know what, though? On a side note, Dodgers, a strong pick for the World Series. Using my philosophy last week of bullpens, basically it's just get to the closer. They have one of the best closers in the game. So I was just trying to be a little trendy. I went Braves. Also, the Brewers. Just get the hater. But, yeah, that's, you know. These guys live in California. Live in L.A. I feel too bad for them. Their baseball team doesn't win the World Series. Shit, I live in Podunk, Ohio.
You've seen Yelich's mom. Speaking of the Brewers, she's a fucking smoke show.
Christian Yelich has great genes. Ooh. I'm just gonna say that. That is, he was bold for posting that on the internet.
Right? If that was my mom, I'd be like, you ain't allowed to post no pics, no social media.
The replies were insane. So, you know, Christian Yelich's mom. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't know what you guys do with your Google. It's up to you. But I was I'm 40, so she's probably close to my age, probably a little older than me. And I was, that's wild.
She could live around my area. So, you know, she could end up with some strokes.
I was really, oh, God, there we go.
You know?
I thought you were going to stop it around my area, but no, you didn't.
And that homie, you know, he just signed a big contract. So I wouldn't mind being his stepdad.
Oh, no, stepdad season.
Christian Yelich is my stepson.
God damn it. Take us home, Barry.
Thank everybody for listening tonight. It's always fun. We have a blast doing this. Thank you everybody for all their support. You can follow me on Twitter at BFrost28. Eric, drop their credentials, sir.
Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Any major platform where a podcast is, we're there. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps something called an algorithm, which apparently is a good thing for us if we get the algorithm going in our right direction. No, I don't want to play dumb. It really helps us get promoting the product, really helps us get out there, really helps us suggest people listening, things like that. So please leave us a 5. Just leave us whatever review you think. Just leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Barry, another great show. Had a lot of fun. Thank you so much, brother. It was great.
Absolutely. And with that, good night. And God bless.
Yeah.
Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric and Barry are up with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.